With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. The U.S. and Canada agreed to a deal that could reduce pollution from British Columbia coal mines flowing into Montana and Idaho waters. Tribes on both sides of the border and Montana officials have for years been calling for an agreement to protect the water. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the agreement could set a precedent for resolving other transboundary mining disputes.
In a six-seater plane at the Kalispell Airport, Aaron Sexton with the Flathead Biological Station is going over the flight plan just before takeoff.
So we're going to fly up over the Montana North Fork, cross into British Columbia.
In the air, she's our guide as we fly over the Canadian Rockies and five open-pit coal mines that span multiple peaks along BC's Elk River.
This is the Coal Mountain mine here on the right.
The mountaintop, blasted away by dynamite, exposes coal seams. Even at 10,000 feet, you can see huge trucks hauling away rock.
All of the waste dumps where you can see the mined rock and the water pits, these will permanently leach into the porting and Elk Rivers.
High levels of selenium leach from the waste rock. Mining company Teck Resources wants to expand mining in BC and says it treats water that flows back into the rivers, reducing pollution. But water samples show selenium levels still exceed federal standards in Lake Coconusa and the Kootenai River in Montana and Idaho. Sexton says that leads to deformed fish and unviable eggs.
Selenium acts on the reproductive organs of fish and wildlife.
For years, Montana and tribes have called for the International Joint Commission to get involved. The IJC settles disputes under the U.S.-Canada Boundary Waters Treaty. BC officials and the Canadian federal government hadn't agreed to call on the IJC until now. Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Chairman Tom McDonald says tribes will have seats on the governing board set up by the deal. That's a first. McDonald hopes the board will recommend a reduced mining footprint in the Elk Valley, but there's no guarantee that will happen.
You know, you could have an IJC all aboard and say, hey, we want you to do this, this, and this, this recipe of 10 things, and only half of them get implemented. That's a distinct possibility.
That's because the IJC only makes recommendations, but those recommendations do carry political weight. In the 1980s, IJC commissioners said a coal mine in the headwaters of the Flathead River couldn't be developed without ecological harm. BC agreed. Those that have watched the IJC closely say the decision may be why provincial officials have resisted IJC involvement since. McDonald says the Canadian government agreeing to call on the international body again is a big deal.
It's really critical that this becomes a success, that this can become a template for how we move into the future, especially with Canadian government.
BC officials say they support IJC involvement to address the, quote, complexity of pollution concerns in this watershed, unquote. MTPR requested an interview with BC officials about whether this deal had broader implications for other transboundary mining disputes, but they did not respond by deadline. Teck Resources told MTPR when the IJC deal was announced, it wants to learn more about the process, and it's willing to work with all parties. Others are watching what happens in Montana closely.
We're facing a salmon emergency, and we need to do something now.
Guy Archibald is the head of the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. It includes 15 Alaska tribes. For decades, they've been calling for the IJC to step in to resolve disputes over a dozen operating or permitted mines along major salmon-producing rivers in the region. Archibald says the Montana deal gives his group something to point at to make its case.
We've got a crack in the door here for Alaska, and that door is cracked open. You put your shoulder against it and push with all your might.
But whether the IJC stepping into the Montana-BC selenium issue is a watershed moment for groups like Archibald's isn't yet clear. Back on the flight above the Canadian Rockies, Sexton says the impact of selenium pollution here won't go away overnight, no matter what the IJC recommends.
the challenge with the Elk Valley mines is that we're dealing with a legacy contamination problem. We have been leaching contaminants into the watershed for decades.
The IJC will set up a study board to learn more about the current scope of the problem over the next 2 years. Sexton says that'll bring a new level of transparency.
A lot of the data isn't publicly available, and much of the data collection is run by Teck Coal, the mining company.
She says how the IJC acts on that data remains to be seen, but she hopes it'll push back against expanding any mines in the Elk Valley. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.